All right, so you know, for a lot of our listeners out there, this is something that might hit pretty close to home. We're going to be diving into online gaming, and there was a recent incident on Steam that has kind of got everyone talking.
Yeah, it involves this game called Pyrify. And kind of ironic, but it turned out to be harboring some digital pirates of its own.
Oh wow. So
Yeah.
that's pretty scary. And you know, get this. Valve is actually recommending a full system reinstall for anyone who played this game. I mean, that's pretty serious business we're talking about here, right? So like a full system reinstall, that's not something that you hear every day.
No, not at all. And yeah, we're going to be breaking this down for you today. We're going to be explaining exactly what happened, why it's such a big deal, and most importantly, what you can do to protect yourself.
Okay, so let's start with the timeline of all of this. So Bellerify was released on February 14th, and then just 3 days later on the 17th, it was pulled from Steam and all these warnings started popping up. That's a crazy fast turnaround.
Yeah, it really is. And what we're dealing with here is a very specific piece of malware. It's called trojan.win32.lazy.jan. And this Trojan's main objective is to steal your browser cookies. And before you ask, no, we're not talking about the delicious sort.
I was gonna ask about that. Like, what kind of cookies are we talking about here?
Yeah, so think of browser cookies like little digital tokens that websites use to kind of remember you. They store your login information so you don't have to keep re-entering your passwords every single time you visit a site.
Okay, that makes sense. But why is stealing cookies such a big deal? Isn't that just like someone knowing your username for something?
It's much more serious than that. You see, these aren't just basic cookie storing usernames. This Trojan targets what are called session cookies, and those hold your authenticated login state. So by stealing those cookies, attackers can completely bypass two-factor authentication.
Wait, so even if I have two-factor authentication set up, this malware could still get into my accounts?
Unfortunately, yes. Think of it like this. Your session cookie acts like a key card that basically says this person has already been verified. So even if someone doesn't have your password, if they have that key card, they can just walk right in.
Wow, that's really unsettling. And you know, I know in the articles that you sent, there was a user who had their Microsoft account compromised because of all of this.
Right. And they were sending out scam messages to all of their contacts, and their Steam points were being used for unauthorized purchases.
So we're not just talking about like losing access to a gaming account here. This could impact email, social media, even financial accounts, right?
Absolutely. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg. This malware has the potential to cause some very serious damage.
Which brings us back to this like drastic recommendation to just reinstall the whole operating system. Is that really necessary? Couldn't you just run a good antivirus scan? Because, I mean, for a lot of people, reinstalling their entire OS is like a huge undertaking.
Yeah, you're right. It is a big step. And while antivirus software can definitely be effective, this particular malware is very good at hiding. It can bury itself deep within your system files, even in the registry, places your average antivirus might miss. So reinstalling your operating system is really the only way to be absolutely sure you've eradicated it. You're starting with a clean slate.
So for anyone who played Pyrify, a full system reinstall is probably the safest bet. But what about those of us who thankfully did not download this game? What can we do to make sure that we're protected?
That's a great question. And it's the perfect segue into some preventative steps that really everyone should be taking.
Okay, lay it on us. What can we do right now? You know, so much of what we do online relies on trust, and you know, it can be really unnerving when that trust is violated like this.
Yeah, it really highlights how important it is to take proactive security measures. You know, it's like locking your doors, even if you live in a safe neighborhood.
Exactly. So let's talk about some practical steps our listeners can take to protect themselves. I know, you know, we always hear about strong passwords and antivirus software, but is there anything else that we should be doing specifically because of this Pyrify thing?
Absolutely. One of the most effective things that you can do is just be mindful of where you're downloading your games from. You know, stick to reputable sources like Steam GOG, the Epic Game Store. If you see a free version of like a popular paid game on some random website, that should be a huge red flag.
Yeah, it's so tempting though, right? You see one of those deals and you're like, oh, come on, that's too good to be true, but I guess it's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, exactly. And always do your research. You know, look up the developer, check the reviews, and see if they have a history of releasing safe and legitimate software.
That makes sense. So download from trusted sources, check the developer's reputation. What else?
Keeping your software updated is absolutely crucial, and that includes your operating system, your antivirus software, your web browsers, and even the games themselves.
I'll admit I am sometimes guilty of ignoring those update notifications, but you're saying that those updates often contain important security patches, right?
Absolutely. Think of vulnerabilities in software like cracks in a wall. Hackers are constantly looking for those cracks to exploit. Security patches are like patching those cracks and making it much harder for them to get in.
Okay, so updates are super important. Trusted sources, updates, anything else?
Enable two-factor authentication wherever possible. We talked earlier about how this malware can bypass 2FA in some cases, but it's still a really essential layer of security.
Right, because even if someone manages to steal your password, they still need that second factor, whether it's a code from an app or a fingerprint scan, to actually get into your account.
Precisely. And lastly, don't underestimate the importance of a firewall.
Yeah, I always hear about firewalls, but to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what they do.
Think of a firewall as like a filter for your internet connection. It analyzes incoming and outgoing network traffic and blocks anything that looks suspicious or doesn't meet certain preset rules. It's like having a security guard for your network, scrutinizing everyone who tries to enter or leave.
Okay, that makes much more sense. So to recap, we've got download from reputable sources, keep your software updated, enable two-factor authentication, and make sure your firewall is active.
That's right. These are all essential steps in building a strong defense against malware and other online threats.
This whole Pyrify situation has really put the spotlight on, you know, the responsibility of these gaming platforms like Steam. I mean, what are your thoughts on what they could be doing to better protect their users?
That's a crucial question. You know, one area where I think they could improve is the vetting process for games that are submitted to their platforms. While they do have some measures in place, there's always room for improvement.
You're saying there should be a more rigorous process for examining games before they're actually released to the public?
Exactly. Perhaps like a dedicated security team that specifically analyzes games for any potential malware or vulnerabilities. And think of it like a quality control check, but for security.
I see your point, but wouldn't that be incredibly resource intensive and potentially slow down the release of new games?
It would definitely require a significant investment. But I think the payoff in terms of increased security and user trust would be well worth it. They could also explore implementing what are called sandboxed environments for game testing.
Sandboxed environments. What are those?
It's basically a way of isolating the game from the rest of your system during testing. So even if there is malicious code present, it can't actually harm your computer. Think of it like detonating a potential bomb in a controlled environment.
That's a great analogy. So stricter vetting processes, sandboxing, are there any other measures that platforms could consider?
They could also focus on educating users about cybersecurity best practices. You know, imagine if Steam incorporated like interactive tutorials or tips directly within the platform. It could be a fun and engaging way to raise awareness about online threats.
I love that idea. It would definitely make security feel like less of a chore and more like just a natural part of the gaming experience instead of just like a terms of service agreement that nobody reads. You're talking about making it interactive and engaging, right?
Exactly. Integrate it into the platform, make it visually appealing, and perhaps even offer like reward or achievements for completing certain security-related tasks.
Gamifying cybersecurity. I love it.
What else? Transparent and timely communication is also key. When incidents like this Pyrify thing occur, users need to be informed very quickly and clearly about the threat and the steps that they can take to protect themselves.
So like those email warnings that Valve sent out about Pyrify.
Yeah, that was a good first step. But they could also utilize in-platform notifications, perhaps even like pop-ups within the Steam client itself, to ensure that the message reaches as many users as possible as quickly as possible.
It sounds like there's a lot that platforms can do to enhance security, but at the end of the day, a lot of this comes down to personal responsibility, would you say?
Absolutely. Platforms can implement measures, but users need to be proactive and informed as well.
So education is paramount, but it can be hard to know where to start. What resources would you recommend for our listeners who want to learn more about cybersecurity, you know, specifically in the context of gaming?
There are some great resources out there. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or MISC, they have a cybersecurity framework that's a really good starting point. They have a whole section that's dedicated to identifying and protecting sensitive information, which is, you know, very relevant for gamers.
That sounds really helpful. What about resources that are a little more specific to gaming?
Yeah, so the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, they have some excellent articles and guides on digital privacy and security that are specifically for gamers. They also advocate for policies that protect gamers' rights. And then, of course, there are websites like PC Gamer and IGN. They often have articles and tips on gaming security as well.
Okay, those are all really great suggestions. It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of, you know, gaming and totally forget about the importance of security. But as we've seen with this whole Pyrify situation, the consequences can be really serious.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good reminder that cybersecurity is not just about protecting our devices and data. It's about protecting our passions and hobbies, too.
That's a great point. You know, this incident has really made me think about the level of trust that we place in these platforms. I mean, we're handing over our data, our time, our money. It's a huge responsibility for these companies.
It is. And I think this incident is a real wake-up call for both platforms and users. Platforms need to step up their security measures, and users need to be more vigilant and informed about the risks.
It's a shared responsibility. Okay, so to wrap things up for our listeners, what are the key takeaways from this deep dive?
Well, first and foremost, the threat of malware in gaming is very real. Even seemingly innocent games can be hiding malicious software.
Right, and that's why it's so important to only download games from those trusted sources that we talked about. And be wary of anything that seems too good to be true.
Exactly. Second, keep your software updated. Those updates often contain vital security patches that can protect you from known vulnerabilities.
Don't ignore those update notifications. What else?
Enable two-factor authentication whenever possible. It adds an extra layer of security to your accounts and makes it that much harder for attackers to gain access.
And make sure that you have a firewall active and that you understand how it works. It's like having a bouncer for your network keeping out unwanted visitors.
Exactly. And finally, be proactive about your cybersecurity. Educate yourself about the risks, stay informed about current threats, and don't be afraid to ask questions or seek help if you need it.
All fantastic advice. And I think, you know, this incident also raises a broader question about the role of gaming companies in protecting their users. What do you think they should be doing to ensure our safety?
I think we've outlined some great starting points. Stricter vetting processes for games, implementing sandboxing for game testing, and then educating users about security best practices in a more engaging and interactive way. But perhaps the most important thing is transparency.
Transparency? What do you mean by that?
Being open and honest with users about security incidents, potential vulnerabilities, and the steps they're taking to address these issues. When users feel informed and empowered, they're more likely to take security seriously and be proactive in protecting themselves.
That makes a lot of sense. It builds trust and encourages collaboration. It's like we're all on the same team working together to create a safer and more secure gaming environment.
Exactly. At the end of the day, we all want the same thing, to be able to enjoy our games without having to worry about malware or other threats.
Well said. And I think that's a great note to end on. So a huge thanks to you for sharing your expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, stay safe, stay vigilant, and happy gaming. But most importantly, keep asking those crucial questions about security. Don't just accept things as they are. Challenge these platforms to do better, demand transparency, and be an active participant in shaping a more secure online gaming world. This Pyrify incident is a reminder that we can't be complacent. Cybersecurity is an ongoing process, and we all have a role to play. CHECO.